Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial is ongoing right now for Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was the armorer and one of the people in charge of props on the set of the movie Rust. Ultimately, she is one of the people who are being charged, who are being looked at to be held accountable for the death of Helena Hutchins, one of the cinematographers on that movie. Joining me to discuss the dynamics of this case, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, this has a lot more depth to it than I was expecting it to, quite honestly, in terms of a lot of moving parts and what I'm garnering out of this, a lot of chaos on the set of that movie.
Yeah, it's really shocking the degree of incompetence and sloppiness that has come out in the evidence. It, the testimony yesterday from the very experienced expert as an armorer about going over the footage that they've recorded already for the film, the previous footage, and to see the armorer, Hannah, holding a shotgun at her own pointed upward at her own face, the muzzle, and the way that all the various members of the crew were handling the guns, and she was not intervening. And it sounds like there's a very clear kind of obsessive protocol for safety among armorers who are competent, and it just was not happening here.
How do you think all of this slipped through the way it did? Because, I mean, there was a lot of people on this set. I mean, a lot of people who were experienced. There were certainly a handful that really were not. But to have such gross incompetence going on and seemingly nobody speaking up saying, hey, we can't be doing this until someone's dead. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, it's really strange. It's been suggested that the pressure from Alec Baldwin and other producers to hurry up, and to save money, and this was a relatively lower budget film, that may have had an impact on it. But safety first. And you really have to wonder, did other people see things and feel that they just didn't have the power to do anything about it? Did other people speak up, that we haven't heard from yet? Maybe we will hear from them and they were ignored.
Yeah.
But it's truly shocking. And then again, there was, evidence that cocaine use was going on.
Yeah.
So to what extent were people hiding all sorts of things?
There seemed to be a lot that was going on here that was not up to par. Is this kind of an example of maybe of like a group type thing where you maybe have like one big fish on the set, that being Alec Baldwin? And I'm not accusing him of saying to be sloppy or anything like that, but just kind of, here's how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to go. And, nobody wanting to speak up because.
Right.
I got this job. I'm here on the set with Alec Baldwin and everybody else. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I don't know the rest of the cast. There's a bunch of nobodies. I don't know. But you're kind of like, ooh, and almost a level of, well, these people must know what they're doing and they're going to trust them, including some of the new people, including, the armorer that we're talking about here. Her father was in the business, and then this is one of her very first attempts to kind of take on that sort of job for herself. Yes, everyone does have to start somewhere. But were they starting it with overconfidence, if you will, in their abilities without really truly having the experience?
Clearly. And I think a 24-year-old new to the field is definitely got a very big power differential with someone like Alec Baldwin. You know, I'm sure any 24-year-old new to the field would feel hesitant to challenge him or to say, you need to stop firing the gun when we say cut, or we'll take the gun away from you. You know, it's just not the kind of thing that a 24-year-old is going to do. So it was bad judgment. You know, whoever put her in that position, whoever's responsible for that, this really a lot of gunfire in this movie. Yeah. And I would think that this is an incredibly important position.
Ultimately, you know, what is the best outcome for something like this? A lot of people seem to have their hands in this, and there's a lot of people that played a role in allowing this to get to where it did, essentially. I think it goes beyond just Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Is this something where it's appropriate to send people away to prison for a time? Is this something where, look, everybody has clearly learned their lesson or is clearly, you know, feeling the grief and will live with this every day for the rest of their life? Was it appropriate to put somebody away for something like this? Or is this something where, you know, the lesson, you know, hopefully is learned going forward for future shoots and such?
Well, there's so much evidence about Hannah Gutierrez Reed. My guess is there will be a guilty verdict for her. And does she need 10 years? Does she need 20 years? I would think not, because clearly this was accidental. But some jail time, I think, for her. I'm not really clear on, you know, all the evidence against Alec Baldwin at this point. We haven't heard all that yet.
Sure.
That will be interesting. For people on the periphery, probably not. You know, there's probably... again, we go into that. Should somebody have done something ethically? Yes. But is it going to go to the degree of they've violated a law and have responsibility? Probably not for the rest.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.